104.7 The K, Mike the intern on the phone once again with my good friend Al Petrelli from Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And last year, because of COVID, things are a little bit different. You kind of had the online fireside stream, which, by the way, was still great. But you know what? The big thing about Trans-Siberian is seeing them live and having been on the floor at a Trans-Siberian show with all the flair, on all the fire and everything. There's nothing like it, especially around the holidays. And you guys are set to perform 99 concerts in 59 cities. I know you're excited to be back out on the road, Al.
I can't wait. I mean, last year was heartbreaking, you know, on a personal level for me, just because the first time in 20-something years we haven't gone on tour, and it was heartbreaking to watch what was going on in the country and, you know, the loss of life and how everything changed. Excuse me, but like you had said, man, the live stream, and I appreciate you enjoying it. I was so put back on my heels with how many people, you know, bought that and, you know, how many families just stayed home and safe in the comforts of their own home and, you know, and did have some form of our holiday tradition together, you know. But this year, after not being out last year and considering we're celebrating our 25th anniversary, it's going to be the biggest thing we've ever done. I cannot wait to stand downstage center in that beautiful arena of yours and just say, God, I miss every one of you so much, and I'm glad we're back together.
And what a lot of people really, the starting point with their love with Trans-Siberian Orchestra really started with Christmas Eve and Other Stories, and this is the tour to celebrate the 25th anniversary of that show.
Yeah, 25 years, 1996, I remember that album came out. Sold millions of copies out of the gate. I'm like, who is buying these records? You know, I felt like we were like the Steely Dan of Christmas. Didn't tour yet, you know. Truth. So, and then, you know, we started touring in 99, and people showed up. I mean, it was chaos. It's like, oh my God, this is incredible. And it's grown every year since. So it's not that we ever took it for granted. It's just that we assumed that, okay, well, you know, Christmas, what do? We go out and we tour. And obviously last year that did not occur, but, you know, you adapt, you overcome, you improvise, you figure out a way to get around it. It was a great year, all things considered, last year, you know, with the exception of, you know, the COVID thing, you know, I mean, spending a lot more time with family, being home with the kids, homeschooling, doing all things that, like, I would never really do. Like we just said off air, watching a football season in its entirety was awesome, you know, because that's all I had to do. So it's like, all right, make the best of it. Now, they gave us a green light to come back out. I cannot wait to come out there and crush.
I know, and you guys definitely are. And the great thing about Trans-Siberian Orchestra is that you guys play a lot of shows, and tickets go on sale to the public for the shows in Kansas City and St. Louis. The Kansas City shows, T-Mobile Center, December 29th. There's an afternoon and an evening show. And then the same could be said about the ones at the Enterprise Center in St. Louis, December 30th. And those are both afternoon and evening shows. And again, those tickets go on sale to the general public this Friday. Al, cannot wait to see you again down on the road. And I'm sure we'll be talking soon, probably as we get closer to the shows.
I can't wait, my brother. Listen, it's good to hear your voice and know that we're moving forward on this. So, you know, love and respect. Stay safe, and I can't wait to come back.